Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Well, Graham Richardson's joining us from New Zealand, along with Gavin Parker. They brought over Volpe Veloce, has arrived into Sydney. Morning to you, Graham.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, mate. Good to talk to you. How's the mare?
She's great, actually. She's I came over with her, greeted her on the off the plane and last week, and she's at John Thompson's place and done really well.
So she's been here for a little while then?
Yeah, she has. I just wanted to acclimatise. It's funny, I wanted to get her over there early so that I get her into that warm weather. As soon as I got there, it started raining. But she has really started turning her coat, and she's thriving.
That's good news. Well, it's been sunny. You must have gone home on the weekend, mate, when things started to warm up.
Typical.
It's nice and okay at the moment. Anyway, we'll wait and see what the week brings. Mate, she's travelled. At her best, she'd be around the mark. This is first up. What's she done back home in trials and things, Graham?
I gave her one trial at Taupo in an open heat probably a week and 2 weeks ago now. And probably just a week before she came over to Australia. So and she ran second under a hole. Michael McNabb rode her. She was back last on the turn and really stretched, went to the line well under a strangle. And if he'd let her go, she just wins easy. But and it was a good field too. But she did it impressively.
Yeah, she's got form around some good quality. Obviously, Melody Bell won the award the other night. You've raced against her a few times. I mean, that must give you a feel that, you know, that's why she's here.
Oh, absolutely. And look, I took her to Brisbane last year, and in hindsight, I probably shouldn't have. She just wasn't right over there. You weren't to know, but she's certainly right this time. Hopefully, she's good enough. As far as I'm concerned, Sydney horses and world class, and let's just hope she's as up to them.
Are you leaning towards one race or the other?
Yeah, I'm leaning towards Theo Marks. She's possibly going to get about 57 kgs, but it's a small field, and there's nothing. And I say this with respect. There's nothing that stands out, you know, in my mind. And I've talked to the handicappers and all that, and the fillies and mares race, it's a gun lot of fillies and mares. And they're all good horses, don't get me wrong. They're great horses,
and
the Theo Marks. But I just think I'm just going to go for the option that possibly suits her. I also think that she's possibly better suited to the 1300 rather than the 1200. And so hence why we go to Theo Marks. You know, as I said, it's a very good field, the Theo Marks, but there's just nothing that's going to stand out in the sense of having top weight.
Yep, understand. And the news overnight is Enticing Star won't run this weekend, the Perth mare for Bob Peters and Chris Waller. So what we can tell you, I've learnt this morning, Fundamentalist for Lindsay Park is a late entry into the Theo Marks. But again, just, not flying. So, you know, it is a good group to meet with at this stage. Well, you mentioned the 1300. How far do you reckon she can get?
Well, she's run up to a mile.
Yeah.
She's won 12, I think, out of 25. She's won from 1200 to a mile. She's a sprinter miler. She loves going right-handed. Her record is far superior right-handed to left-handed. She's won left-handed, but she's won about 6 out of 8 at Ellerslie.
Yep.
And she's just better suited that way around. You know, she's it's funny how they like that, but she is what she is. So yeah, she's very well in the week this morning. Andrew Atkins rode and he was absolutely wrapped with the work, so that's good news.
That's good, and he'll ride her on Saturday.
Yeah, he will.
Yeah, okay. All right, and whatever track, she seems to handle any sort of track too.
She doesn't like it real heavy,
right.
But she does, because she's got such a good action. But she has one on a slow heavy track, but that was going through the grades, and actually as a 2-year-old she won a stakes race, the Castletown Stakes. So she on a slow to heavy track. So, but she prefer a dead track. I guess it's same category over there, dead to slow track, dead to soft. That's what she's ideal at.
Well, it's a good four this morning out there at Rose Hill, and Sydney's weather, there's not a lot of rain on the forecast. Temperatures sort of Thursday, we're getting to 25, and Saturday it's meant to be around 20 degrees and partly cloudy. So there's not a lot of rain around, so Rose Hill should stay around that good range, good four come Saturday. Graeme, good luck with the week ahead. I hope she can continue to please you in build up to the weekend.
Looking forward to being here tomorrow.
Good on you, Graeme. Take it easy, mate.
You too.